Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a very busy Friday night. And we begin tonight with new questions swirling around President Trump, his team, and communications with the Russians before the election. Tonight, President Trump firing back, saying Attorney General Jeff Sessions is the victim of a, quote, witch hunt. It comes after Sessions did not reveal, while under oath, two meetings with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. The president said his attorney general could have been more clear, but he also lashed out at Democratic leaders, tweeting an image of one of them with Vladimir Putin. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega leading us off.
Inside the Oval Office today, President Trump huddling with his closest advisors, Steve Bannon, son-in-law Jared Kushner, and daughter Ivanka. The president then heading to his Florida golf club, Mar-a-Lago, for the weekend. But tonight, his administration in damage control. The president calls it a witch hunt, but there's a growing list of aides and advisors who misrepresented their contacts with Russia. There's Attorney General Jeff Sessions and that bombshell revelation that he twice met with Russia's ambassador during the campaign. That's not what he told the Senate.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians.
But now,
in retrospect, if I should have slowed down and said, but I did meet one Russian official a couple of times, that would be the ambassador.
And former campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. First, this denial.
Did you have any meetings last year with Russian officials in Russia, outside Russia, anywhere?
I had no meetings. No meetings.
Now an admission. He met with the Russian ambassador, too, during the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
Did you meet Sergei Kislyak in Cleveland? Did you talk to him?
I'm not going to deny that I talked with him.
Although, so you did talk to him.
I will say that I never met him anywhere outside of Cleveland. Let's just say that much.
The only time that you met him was in Cleveland.
I might have met him in Cleveland.
It comes after President Trump himself insisted nobody on his team met with the Russians during the campaign.
Did you or anyone in your campaign have any contact with Russia leading up to or during the campaign?
Nothing at all.
Not at all, he said. There was also National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, fired for lying about the nature of his conversations with that same Russian ambassador. And Jared Kushner joining a meeting between Flynn and the ambassador at Trump Tower in December. Top Democrats calling for a full independent investigation.
The administration clearly cannot be trusted to investigate itself.
But today, the president firing back, saying investigate them. Calling Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer a hypocrite, tweeting this 2003 photo of Schumer and Vladimir Putin eating donuts together in New York. Schumer says that meeting took place in full view of the press. And this 2010 photo of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi at a table with the Russian ambassador and others. Earlier today, she claimed she never met him. Her spokesman now says she meant she never had a private meeting. Pelosi tweeting, Donald Trump doesn't know the difference between an official meeting photographed by the press and a closed secret meeting his attorney general lied about under oath.